As always, all individuals mentioned in this video, including Shanna Gardner and Mario Fernandez, are presumed innocent unless proven guilty in a court of law.
Welcome back to La Belle Vie. Today's video is an exciting collaboration with the very talented YouTube channel, The Society Page, which I'm sure many of my subscribers are familiar. So this is a new case I will be following, and it's the Jared Breitigan case, also known as the Microsoft executive murder. Today's video is a primer of what we know to date. Now, sadly, this case is another Florida murder for hire involving an ex-husband allegedly murdered by his ex-wife, her new husband, and a hired hitman. Jared Breitigan, the victim, was a 33-year-old software executive with Microsoft and a father of four children, fraternal twins with his ex-wife, Shanna Gardner, and two very young children with his widow, Kirsten Breitigan. The ex-wife, Shanna, is in jail awaiting trial on charges of first-degree murder, conspiracy to commit murder, solicitation to commit murder, and child abuse. Shanna's new husband, Mario Fernandez Saldana, is also in jail on the same charges. The state is seeking the death penalty for both Shanna and Mario. The hired gunman, Henry Tenen, has pled guilty to the crime, specifically second-degree murder with a weapon, and as part of his plea deal, Henry agrees to testify truthfully against Shanna and Mario. So, how did this alleged domestic-related murder-for-hire all begin? Shanna Gardner was raised in Utah in the Mormon community and comes from a very wealthy family. Shanna's parents, Sterling and Shelley Gardner, own a successful arts and crafts company called Stampin' Up. It is based in Utah. Now, according to the Stampin' Up website, the privately held company was founded in 1988 by two sisters, one being Shelley Gardner. Stampin' Up! Designs and manufactures scrapbooking and other craft-related products. The company markets and sells its products exclusively through its network of demonstrators worldwide. In 2016, Shelley appointed her daughter and Shanna's sister, Sarah Douglas, to be CEO of the company, and Shelley still serves as chair of the board of directors. The company has operations in the United States, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, Germany, France, the United Kingdom, Austria, the Netherlands, Ireland, and Belgium. According to public sites, the company's annual revenues range from $273 million, according to Zoom Info, to over $500 million, according to INC Fact. Yep, I'd say Stampin' Up! Is quite successful. So, the doomed marriage. Shanna met Jared when she was visiting a friend in the Jacksonville, Florida area in 2009. Jared is a graduate of Utah Valley University. Both Shanna and Jared were raised in the Mormon faith. They had a quick romance, which led to their lavish wedding in April of 2010 in Salt Lake City, Utah, at the beautiful Salt Lake City Temple. Now, once married, the couple settled into an upscale home in Alpine, Utah, which according to Zillow is currently valued at just over $1 million. Now, soon after the wedding in 2013, the couple gave birth to fraternal twins. Unfortunately, due to a congenital medical condition of one of the twins, it was recommended that the couple move to a location at sea level. So the couple left that beautiful mountainous area of Utah for Connecticut, and then ultimately settled down in the Jacksonville Beach area, where Jared grew up. They purchased a home in swanky Ponte Vedra Beach. Now, according to Shanna and Jared's divorce pleadings, Jared was a stay-at-home father and full-time student during the marriage. Shanna provided the primary financial support through regular and reoccurring gifts from her family, as well as from trusts and other family-related funds. Shanna and Jared regularly received a stipend from Shanna's family exceeding $8,500 per month. So things were not picture perfect in the marriage, and by February 2015, Shanna filed for divorce, which was finalized in July of 2015. Shanna originally sought primary custody of the couple's twins, although the final dissolution provided for joint custody. Now, by all accounts, the divorce was very contentious, and according to the domestic relations docket, the former couple continued to engage in vexatious litigation post-divorce concerning the shared custody of their twins and financial matters, and that was up until the time of Jared's murder. Now, after the divorce, Jared met and married his second wife, who's also his widow, Kirsten, in 2017. Now, soon after their marriage, Jared and Kirsten had two children of their own. Jared and Kirsten settled down in nearby St. Augustine. Now, I'm showing here a picture of the beautiful couple, which is from Kirsten Breitigan's Instagram, Justice for Jared B. I'll link her Instagram below, as well as the link to the foundation she started after Jared's murder, the Breitigan Foundation. Now, Shanna also found love after divorce. She met and married her second husband, co-defendant Mario Fernandez Saldana, in 2018. They purchased a home in an upscale neighborhood in Jacksonville Beach on Marsh Inlet Court for $575,000 in July of 2018. Shanna's parents, Sterling and Shelley Gardner, gave them a mortgage for $565,000 for the property. Shanna also ran a baking company called Beach Baked 904. Now, as noted, Shanna and Jared continued to have custody and financial disputes up until the time of Jared's murder. In a future video, I hope to visit the St. Johns County Courthouse to review the divorce records, which must be done in person. I believe there is likely to be a lot of helpful information in that file. Which leads us up to the day of Jared's murder, February 16, 2022. I'm going to pull up now the arrest warrant affidavit for Mario, which provides some information on the timeline of events. So you'll see here in the arrest warrant that on Wednesday, February 16, 2022, Jared Breitigan was murdered. Shortly before 8 p.m. that evening, Breitigan was found lying in the roadway of the 4,000 block of Sanctuary Boulevard in Jacksonville Beach, having suffered multiple gunshot wounds. Based on the evidence at the scene and information uncovered in the subsequent investigation, Breitigan's death is best described as a targeted murder. Immediately before his murder, Breitigan was driving south on Sanctuary Boulevard, a dark residential roadway. Breitigan had just dropped off his 9-year-old twin children, of whom he shared custody with his ex-wife, Shanna Gardner, at Gardner's nearby Jacksonville Beach home, where she lived with her new husband, the suspect Mario Fernandez Saldana. Still in the car was Breitigan's 2-year-old daughter from his current marriage. Breitigan and his children had gone out for their routine date night dinner, and Breitigan and his 2-year-old child were returning home for the evening after dropping off the twins. Now, I believe from the state's discovery response that where they ate dinner was a cute little Jacksonville Beach restaurant called the Bearded Pig. Now, consistent with the routine he normally traveled home, Breitigan turned onto Sanctuary Boulevard, a road he used to access J. Turner Butler Boulevard. This road, unlike the nearby commercial area, is dark and mostly residential with no businesses in the immediate area. Breitigan came upon a damaged tire in the road that blocked the path of travel. Analyzing all the evidence in totality, Breitigan stopped his car, turned on his hazard lights, and opened his door to move the tire. Now, you'll see, of course, a lot of information has been redacted as this is currently an ongoing investigation. So Breitigan's wife, Kirsten Breitigan, spoke to him just moments before the murder. She told investigators there was nothing unusual in that conversation. Breitigan was not armed and there was no evidence of a struggle. Breitigan's personal items, his wristwatch, wedding ring, phone, money, and wallet were not taken. His car was not stolen and his daughter was not physically harmed. This part is chilling. Bullets struck the interior of the vehicle in close proximity to where the child was strapped into her car, an act that reasonably could have expected to cause physical or mental injury to her. Witnesses advised that the child was crying when they arrived on scene. And that act there, that is why they have child abuse charges being brought in addition to the murder for hire, the conspiracy, and solicitation to commit murder. Motion-activated surveillance videos around the homicide scene indicate that the tire was not in the roadway shortly before the shooting, as no vehicles driving on Sanctuary Boulevard were seen swerving to avoid the damaged tire. Affiant believes this was purposeful in order to get Breitigan to stop his vehicle. Law enforcement identified the damaged tire as belonging to a 2004 Ford F-150 Lariat. Of course, more redacted information. Surveillance video from the area showed Breitigan's vehicle. So I'll stop there with the arrest warrant and continue on with the story. So after Jared was murdered on February 16, and allegedly Shanna and the twins were uninvited to Jared's funeral, although other accounts suggest that they may have declined to attend. But in any event, on March 4, 2022, and recall the murder was February 16, 2022, so on March 4, 2022, Shanna's parents, Shelley and Sterling, through a limited liability company, bought a luxurious oceanfront single-family home in Jacksonville Beach for $3.59 million. Now that same month, Shanna, Mario, the twins, Shelley and Sterling vacationed at a beachfront resort in Port St. Lucie, Florida, which was reported on Shelley's blog and by the New York Post. Now, sometime after Jared's murder, Shanna moved across the country with the twins and without Mario to a West Richland, Washington home purchased on September 26, 2022 for $1 million by White Sand LLC, a Utah limited liability company. White Sand is owned by Shanna's parents. Now, in October of 2022, Mario sold a separate property he owned before his marriage to Shanna, which provided an important clue and link to the alleged hitman. Now, as we've seen with other murder for hire cases, the alleged shooter of the murder for hire plot was the first arrested, and he soon flipped. His name is Henry Tenen, a 61-year-old Jacksonville man, and he was arrested on January 25, 2023 for Jared's murder. Now, Henry was already in jail since August of 2022 on unrelated felony driving charges. At the time of Henry's first arrest in August, he was questioned about Jared's murder and that Ford F-150. And that's because Henry drove a Ford F-150 of similar color to the one captured by surveillance video at the scene of the crime. Law enforcement thereafter obtained a search warrant for Henry's F-150. Now there's another important link between Henry and Jared, the murder victim, and that is Shanna's husband, Mario. Henry was a tenant in a home on Potomac Avenue in Jacksonville, Florida, that Mario owned since 2017. Now, as I just noted, Mario sold that property in October of 2022, just a few months after Henry was arrested on that unrelated felony driving charge. In addition, according to Mario's arrest warrant, law enforcement subpoenaed Henry's bank records and discovered three handwritten checks from Mario. Phone records also showed a number of phone contacts between the two men. Now, on February 6, 2023, Mario was seized and detained by the Jacksonville Sheriff's Office, whereby law enforcement executed a search warrant for his Toyota Tundra and his Samsung Galaxy phone. And then thereafter, on March 16, 2023, Henry pled guilty to second-degree murder charges, and as part of his plea deal, he agreed to testify truthfully against any other co-defendants. On that same day, Mario was arrested in Orlando, Florida, on first-degree murder, conspiracy to commit murder, solicitation to commit murder, and child abuse charges. His wife, Shanna, was nowhere to be found. Mario pled not guilty. Now, after Mario was arrested, Shanna's family released a statement through their company, Stamping Up. Stamping Up is aware that Mario Fernandez, Shanna Gardner's current husband, has been arrested in connection with an ongoing investigation. Shanna, Shelley and Sterling's daughter, and Mario have been separated for an extended period of time. We have no further details about the situation other than what has been reported by the media. We understand that some demonstrators have received troubling comments about this matter on their social media platforms. Please feel free to delete comments of an inappropriate nature and block report those commenters on your personal accounts. You may also share this email with your teams if needed. Stampin' Up's long-standing commitment to you and all of our demonstrators is unwavering. Thank you for your concern and continued support. Now, just 2 months later, in May 2023, Shanna and Mario, remember, he's in jail, sold the Marsh Inlet home for $899,900, according to public record. Now, what's interesting is the warranty deed cites the West Richland home as the address for Shanna and Mario. This despite the fact that Mario allegedly never accompanied Shanna to Washington and, again, was in jail at this time. So as part of the documents relating to the sale, a satisfaction of mortgage was filed indicating that Mario and Shanna's mortgage from Shanna's parents, Sterling and Shelley Gardner, was paid in full as of April 20, 2023. Now, also according to a general warranty deed, on August 7, 2023, Shelley and Sterling, Shanna's parents, sold that luxury beachfront home on Jacksonville Beach for $3.65 million. The property was sold off-market, and the warranty deed was recorded on September 11, 2023. Now, according to court documents, Shanna's mother, Shelley, was appointed conservator of Jared and Shanna's twins on August 9, 2023. And now we get to the third and believed to be final arrest in this case, and that is the arrest of Shanna on August 17, 2023. It was on this date that a Florida grand jury indicted her on first-degree murder, conspiracy to commit murder, solicitation of murder, and child abuse charges. She was arrested that same day in the beautiful home that Shanna's parents bought for her in West Richland, Washington. In the body cam footage, Shanna's mom, Shelley, is seen outside.
Instagram that is managing for you. You have orders. to just help grandma help you get into.
Where are your jeans, Mom?
I know where they are.
It's gonna be the white vehicle back there. We'll go to the passenger side.
Now, on September 28, 2023, Shelley and Sterling Gardner, Shanna's parents, filed for guardianship of the twins in Washington State Court. This was done while Shanna was still in jail in Benton County, Washington, awaiting extradition to Florida. And on extradition, Shanna fought that extradition to Florida, which then required a governor's warrant to bring her back to the state to face charges. She was finally extradited to Jacksonville in October of 2023. At her initial appearance on November 3rd, 2023, Shanna pled not guilty and was joined by her new attorney, the famed Jose Baez, who represented Casey Anthony in that famous Top Mom case. In November of 2023, Mario's counsel filed a motion to disqualify the prosecutor and the entire state's attorney's office of the 4th Judicial Circuit, due to alleged disclosure of privileged communications. The state objected to Mario's motion in late November, and on December 4th, 2023, Shanna joined in Mario's motion. During a December 11th court hearing, the parties agreed to delay that hearing on the motion to the next court date of February 2, 2024. So, in conclusion, there's a lot we still don't know in this case. You know, as we saw in Mario's arrest warrant, a good portion of information was redacted due to active criminal investigation. Now, there are some interesting items I pulled from the state's initial discovery response that was filed on November 15th, which I will cover in a separate video. I also think that Jared and Shanna's divorce and post-divorce litigation can provide additional clues on this case, and even perhaps information on motive. I hope to visit the St. John's Courthouse to review these files in the upcoming weeks. Now, we have some time, as the next court hearing will not be until February 2nd next year. But in any event, look for that coming video. So again, thank you for joining, and I hope to see you in my next one. And don't forget to check out the Society page, who has been wonderful to collaborate with, and I'm sure you will absolutely see their talent in this video. It's been an honor to partner with them, and I look forward to future collaborations. I've linked the Society's page's channel below. Thanks again.